Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in. Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back to the pod. Happy summer. Happy July. I can't believe July is halfway over basically.
I know. I was just talking to my nail girly this morning because I got my nails done and I feel like this is going to be my last summer nail set and I just can't believe it's gone. Like not gone. Okay. We're like mid-summer, but it's like really flying by.
No, I feel like we're definitely going to start seeing girls like going into fall very soon. It's so crazy. I'm from Arizona and the school districts there are so interesting. Some people went back to school already. Like
what? Are there a lot of year-round schools? Don't they do that for?
I think that's kind of like, what it is, where you get like a 2-week fall break, a 2-week spring break, and then like a 3-week Christmas break, and then I think you get like a month off for summer instead of two or something like that. But I thought that was like so crazy because I feel like the schools in California just got out.
Yeah.
So time is just flying by already.
It really is. Like, and it's mid-July and end to mid-July. So crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think like August is still very much a summer month, but I don't know. I feel like the girlies just like
end of August.
Yeah.
Like as soon as September hits, all of a sudden it's fall.
Yeah. Even though it's still like 85 degrees here until.
Yeah. It's going to be like the hottest time of year at that point.
So, yeah, definitely interesting. But it's been so beautiful out lately, which is so nice. Okay. Updates. Do we have any updates? I feel like nothing too interesting.
Yeah, I feel like I don't even know what I did this past week, to be honest. I'm about to have like a very busy week, so I'll have some updates like next week. But
yeah.
Yeah, like Love Island finale. I feel like that's like all I see on social media right now. I feel like it was the podcast Olympics of like who really got who. Like I was just imagining in my head, like at the end of like the finale, like all the girls talking like, oh, where are you going after this? Like what podcast did you get on? Because they all went separate ways. And I love how I haven't listened yet or I don't know if it's out, but everyone's talking about how they love how Iris went to Gabby Windy's podcast because she's so
funny. I actually just saw a post about that and haven't, I haven't listened to that one yet, but.
I think that's like so cool that she went to her and then like. Some people went to the Vile Files. Oh, the Toast got Pepe. And Caller Daddy obviously got Hoda and Amaya. Like, it was just really interesting to see who got who. And, like, the aftermath.
Yeah, and you know they're working, like, overtime to get those podcasts out, which is so crazy. But what are your thoughts? Is this, like, I feel like your first, like, full Love Island.
I know. Season. I'm like excited to be a part of it, honestly. I'm like, wow, this is exciting. I get why people watch reality TV because it's like, it's so fun when you're like in the conversation with everyone and like people fighting with their like own opinions and whatever. But I just feel like this one especially was so big. But yeah, loved the finale. I feel like it went how everyone in America wanted it to go, pretty much.
Yeah.
I think it'll be really. Oh my god, the thirstiness from all the previous contestants on TikTok is crazy. Have you seen like all the TikToks from Zach specifically and like JD?
Well, like people from this season were voted off. No.
Yes. The boys are literally crazy and acting like they're in the hype house in 2016. Like they're doing
I think it was like when Jalen got voted off, people were really, really upset about that. So like he got a million followers like basically the day he joined TikTok.
Honestly, he's like not really in.
Yeah, people were like this man deserves so much more. Like, give him the trips, give him whatever. And
Yes.
so I feel like that kind of like
I
started
feel
the
like
hype. So
he's in
then like
LA.
as people started to get voted off and leave, they all started to try to like obviously like capitalize and monetize that, which is
Yeah.
super interesting. But it's kind of like, I don't know, the vibe is kind of like if you are a Casa person, like you're not an OG cast and you're not from the original villa, you're like an OG person and then you get voted off pretty quickly, like you're not in the villa that long, you're like not really a main character. So that's like super interesting, like Zach
I just feel
and
like it's
Jamie.
very clear that they had the producers or someone like in peak, like someone told these people and probably provided them with like a little social media course, because how did they all know to have a social, the boys had a social media manager like on the back end when they were on the show. Like how did they know to do that? I feel like that's probably reality show protocol now, is like you get briefed on what you need to do after or like before if you want to be
Yeah.
smart, like you get a social media manager and you have to post like literally 10 times a day after the show because that's what these people are doing. And like it's really smart. It's just like honestly really interesting to watch their strategy and see the growth with people who were on the show for like 2 episodes and how they're growing from it still just because they're like doing social media and stuff. But that's
Yeah,
from
I
our
think that
social media
evolution
brains.
with social media and Love Island has been super interesting because, like, the early seasons, like people didn't really post on social media. And then UK had a couple of suicides, I think, within a very short time span. Like the
Wait,
host, the
what?
main host of Love
Oh.
Island, was one of them. So it was like a very
Oh my God.
serious situation. And I think the season following, they didn't let anyone post on social media about it. So it's like no one was running their account, no one was posting for them, like because the hate and like can
Oh.
be so much. And then finally it kind of seemed like they started
Interesting.
letting up on it. So it's kind of been a whole thing over the years, which is super
Oh, that
interesting.
is super interesting. Yeah, like when literally Pepe went on the toast saying, "Oh yeah, no, that wasn't my mom. That was my social media manager running my account." I was like, "How Pepe like probably knows nothing about so like you know, like he's just like your normal boy." And it's crazy to hear them say social media manager, but yeah,
Yeah.
very interesting to see everything play out this week.
Yeah, and then I was honestly so excited for the season to end because then that meant Love Island Beyond the Villa has started, and
Oh
that's with
yeah.
the cast from last season who I just love, and I think they're so funny, and I love all the personalities and the dynamics between them. So I love that
Made it
show.
through that one.
And then, oh, also Summer I Turned Pretty. I
I
can't
haven't
decide if I
watched
want to
it
start it or wait till they're all out and then like binge it because it's just really
Oh
annoying
yeah.
that they're releasing one at a time. So,
Excited. I feel like it's such a cute
yeah.
girly summery show. Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
excited for that too.
But the whole like one episode thing, I'm like, that's not, it only works if you're Love Island and you're releasing an episode every single night. If
I
it's
know.
once a week, like, please.
Yeah, it's
But they just
rough.
like obviously see the hype that a show like Love Island gets because they don't release the whole season at
Yeah.
the time. So then it's just like, okay, whatever.
And I
But
feel like people really dissect every single episode when you do it like that. So I
yeah.
definitely see the benefits of it, but it's rough to
It's
wait a whole
annoying.
week. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I feel like not too much. I feel like for updates for me, I feel like I'm not like doing too much. I've like been doing my normal workouts every week, just like Pilates on Monday, weightlifting Wednesday, and that makes me pretty tired. So then I don't really do anything the following day because I'm recovering. And then, yeah, that's literally my
Yeah,
life.
any like
So that's
new
it.
baby updates, like
Not
how you're feeling
really.
or I don't know.
Like,
I know you
definitely
said earlier.
feeling better. Like,
That's
no
good.
nausea anymore. So that's great. But still just like very tired and exhausted after like unloading the dishwasher. Like, just like doing a task. And then I'm like, okay, I need to go sit down now. I'm
I'm
tired.
screaming.
So,
You're like, sorry,
yeah.
Andrew. It's all
Definitely
you.
interesting. Yeah, but I mean, I feel like that's just like part of the process and you kind of deal with
Yeah.
it. Oh, yeah, we have a doula. I don't know if I mentioned that on the last podcast, but we like signed our contract with the doula. So I'm really excited
So
about that because I feel like
exciting.
that's just like kind of like peace of mind going
Yeah,
into giving birth,
absolutely.
especially for the first time, and just having someone there with you to help guide you and advocate for you and just like keep the room grounded when things can be really chaotic and you know, someone who's
Yeah.
just not paid by the insurance is always so great to have on your side, you know, so you
Yeah,
just like
that's true.
understand what's going on and like you can make like informed, educated decisions on things. So
Yeah. That's
yeah,
awesome.
definitely
I would definitely get one
interesting.
too.
So I'm excited about that, and I know a couple people who used her who had a really good experience, so I'm excited
Yay, that's
about that. But
great.
that's kind of like, yeah, the main thing, and like just kind of starting to research like different baby products. I feel like I can just share my influence of the week this week because it's kind of
Yeah,
related.
go ahead.
I feel like it's just like my influence this week is just all the baby things. Like, I feel like my explore feed on TikTok and Instagram is just like baby stuff, like pregnancy announcements, like all those videos of like what I bought as a first-time mom and what I loved or what I didn't use or like what you don't need or like just like all those kinds of videos, which is super
Yeah, like
interesting.
prepping.
And so I feel like after you kind of watch a couple, there's a lot of like similar like recommendations, I guess, and brands and whatnot. So I feel like just like kind of taking note and like kind of starting a baby registry, but not like to have a registry, but just to like help me remember things that I'm gonna need and things like to remember to get kind of in a way right now.
Yeah, that
So
makes sense.
yeah, I feel like that's literally my feed. And like now it's like so funny because like even like the cutest like baby clothes, like you know, those moon boots that I have that are the short ones that are like kind of like sheep looking material.
Yeah.
They make those in like baby sizes and kid
That's
sizes. And I'm like,
so
oh my
cute.
gosh. And I'm just
Oh
like getting
my gosh.
targeted with like all these ads, like
That is so
so
cute.
just like the cutest outfits and like the decor and then just like all the things, honestly. And now I go when we go out, and not that I go out a lot, but like when we go out to dinner or whatever, I like notice like who has what kind of stroller now when I've literally never given
Yeah,
a stroller a second look, you know what I mean?
right.
So it's just, yeah, definitely interesting and a lot of information in the space. But also, it's just like I don't know when you're supposed to start buying stuff because I feel like once I start, I won't be able to stop. But I don't want to start
Like you might as
yet
well.
because
I
there's
don't
no
know.
need to.
Yeah, I guess it'll just be
But
sitting, but I guess you could start
right,
like
like
planning your cutie nursery.
yeah, like I feel like I have like the main kind of things that I like picked out. Like I have like a crib that I think I like, and like a
Cute.
stroller and like a nursing chair or whatever. But I feel like the doula doesn't start until 36 weeks, so I feel like I want to like run things by her too and be like, well, what do you think about this? And like, because like they make cribs now that like you can use as your baby gets older, so it turns into like a bigger bed. It like can like turn
Oh,
into like
cool.
it essentially ends up turning into either like a day bed or a twin bed. I can't remember, but like you like can take the
That's
sides
really
off and then it
cool.
like kind of turns into, yeah. So it's like that's really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's just like I feel like my world is just being like
Oh, I love
like
that.
what's the word? Just like filled with
It's
all the baby things lately.
a
So
new
that's my influence
chapter.
'cause that's pretty much what I see all day, but what about you? What is your influence?
My influence is Lady Gaga. I'm going to her concert tomorrow with Josh in Las Vegas, and I am just so excited. Well, oh wait. Yeah, I'm going on Friday or Saturday the 19th. So this is
Yeah.
obviously filmed a little bit ahead of time because I will be gone, but I'm so excited. I don't know what I'm gonna wear, but I think I'm just not gonna really worry about it because like I'm just
Are
gonna
you like
have Josh.
dressing up?
I wanted to, but like the vibe is not like anything I currently have, and it's not like something I would repeat again. So I'm like, I don't think I should really buy something for this.
Yeah, because
I'm not. It's like very like gothic-y or like all white. I could wear all white. Just like the characters we saw in her like Coachella show pretty much. So clearly I do not own anything like that. I honestly might just wear
flowy.
Yeah, I could just wear like white lace. That's what like a lot of, I don't know if you remember this, but there was like this like character in the show where it was like all white with like this white crown, and it was her past self. So people dress up like that. And I was going to order the white crown from Etsy, but it wouldn't. Literally every single seller from Etsy, I swear to God, is overseas. And there's no point in me looking at Etsy anymore. I just, maybe I'm just spoiled from Amazon and we're all spoiled from Amazon, but like things take a month there and I'm never shopping a month out ever. Literally never, not even for trips. Like, so I was excited about that possibility, but now it's not a possibility. So I don't know what I'll wear. But anyways, I'm so excited. Josh and I looked briefly at the set list and we realized, because I'm trying to avoid all spoilers, but her first US show is on Wednesday. And I guess it was like literally double the time, like pushing 3 hours, pushing Eras Tour vibes. And I cannot express how excited I am for that. I am a hardcore fan. So I am just so excited. I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose my voice. I am so excited. So I've just been listening to Lady Gaga nonstop. And I'm really curious to see how the concert plays out, like on social media. I'm curious if like it blows up as much as Eras, or if that's just like in my head, because in my head she's equal. And that's not how most people think. So yeah, that's all I can think about right now. And I'm very curious what the heck I'm going to end up wearing, because at this point I'm about to wear like I'm going to buy the merch there and just wear shorts. So, yeah, we'll see. I'm sure the outfits are going to be insane.
I was going to say, I feel like a lot of people are going to dress up.
Oh my, it's going to be insane in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I know. Honestly, I need to put something together. I will after this, but I have like literally, I only have like white lace, which feels weird, honestly, to wear to a Lady Gaga concert, but it is like sort of the theme.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah. That'll I'm excited. So I'll update you guys next week at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be really fun. I haven't seen much on social media about it.
I haven't either. I feel like everyone, I think there's going to be a huge turnout for tonight's show because it's Friday in Vegas and the other one was a Wednesday in Vegas. But still, I feel like I haven't been on social media a lot, but I haven't seen a lot. So I am really curious.
Interesting.
But I'm sure we'll see stuff tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what people say on TikTok about it. So, okay, well, this week's episode, you guys, we wanted to talk about a topic that we haven't really gone over in a while and just kind of do like a breakdown of the current state of income for creators, because I feel like the last time we did an episode like this, it's honestly been some time, and I feel like there's just so many new things that have come up and some things that have gone away or not really done anything
like outdated
any. So we wanted to kind of do an update. And it just kind of goes to show that, like, there are so many ways you can make money in this industry besides brand deals. And so it's like, if that's, like, not your forte, like, not what you like to do, and you want to, like, create different types of content, like, there's so much opportunity in the space these days, which is honestly so crazy from, like, when we started. There was, like, barely anything. So,
yeah,
we thought we would just kind of go over and cover what you can do and like how you can make money and make social media full time if that's what you want to do, but maybe your brand deals aren't necessarily quite there yet. There are just truly so many things you can explore. So I feel like we'll just start with the current creator funds that each platform has, because they're all kind of a little bit different, but I feel like the most popular one is probably Instagram with, or maybe it was because it was first, like they had kind of like the creator situation first.
Yeah, it's so cool how many there are too, like on each platform, but obviously I feel like creators feel more valued when they do this. So I feel like creator funds are a really great way to make money, especially when you're starting out. But obviously all of them kind of have requirements, but the requirements are pretty in reach for the most part. I would say like TikTok's creator program is maybe, actually no, I feel like the YouTube one is like maybe the most, like the mm-hmm. hardest to get into, but we'll get into that. I feel like start with Instagram. I feel like the Reels bonuses were really big. I want to say like a year and a half ago, if I'm remembering it correctly, maybe even 2 years, maybe a year. I don't know. Time flies, you guys. But yeah, Reels bonuses as a little creator fund was really popular. It's definitely more limited now. I guess Meta paused them and then restarts them in waves. I saw one recently and it's always for really specific things and where you can find them. One, I got an email for it, and then two, you can usually like it'll like pop up on your Instagram profile and not everyone gets the same ones. I think it's pretty random for the most part, or maybe they have specific criteria, but I got one in the spring, I want to say, but I never went through with it because I'm always like a little bit nervous that it lowers your reach, and that's like a little rumor/myth that goes around, and who knows if that's actually true. But I don't know, sometimes I'm just like, I'm scared it's gonna affect my reach. So
I mean, of course they're gonna say it's a myth, but it makes sense because it's like, okay, they're basically gonna pay you to post a certain amount of reels or get a certain amount of views within the certain amount of reels that you post. And then it's like, obviously they don't want to pay you the max. So like, of course, like if you have
really
good reach and then you join and then your reach goes down, like what else are you supposed to think happened besides joining the reels bonus?
Yeah. And it's kind of like an arcade game. Like they want you to play and like get benefits, but like not actually pay you out the full amount. Like I really wonder if anyone out there truly got paid like the max amount that like, you could have, because I don't think so. I really, really doubt it. I highly doubt it. I was always like, I don't know. I feel like when it was really good passive income, like back in the day where it was at its height, everyone was making, well, not everyone, but like a lot of people were making a couple $100 a month from Reels and you were posting them anyways. So it was just really good passive income, but it's definitely not that anymore. I feel like it did help Instagram Reels really get established, and I feel like they're good now.
Maybe that was the point. Like the whole point was to just establish that and not, because like I feel like these it as like, oh, we care about our creators and we really want to invest in them and like blah blah blah, like that's kind of like what they say, and then like, you know, oh, we're offering you this incentive, but really it's like because they have like a hidden agenda of like wanting people to post reels and push more reels. So I feel like I honestly haven't really seen anyone post about them or talk about them much recently.
Yeah, like there's nothing that would show on the outside if you're a part of it. It's all on the back end, so like we wouldn't know and you wouldn't know if you were just like scrolling and looking. But I feel like I haven't heard anyone really talk about it recently. I did see something random in the spring, but I never, or maybe it was like a challenge. I remember it was some sort of challenge, like show your blank for the spring or something like that. It was very specific. So I think they're doing things like that, but it's not as popular anymore.
I feel like it's kind of switched over to more of like the gifts on Reels where like your followers can one time Andrew did this just to try it. It was so funny. You like purchase,
sent you a gift. Oh my god, good idea. I'm always curious.
But like you purchase it or whatever and then they send you a gift, but like the gift was literally like the conversion was so weird because I think he spent like $5 or $10. It was just something small just to test it. And then like when I got it on my end, it was like 10 cents or something. Like very.
Are you serious? Small.
Like something like.
Like he spent $5 to $10 and you got like cents?
I think so. This was like a while ago. So I honestly like don't remember. But I remember the amount that I got when he like sent a quote unquote gift. It was like very really small. Low. And I'm sure there's like a threshold that you have to like reach to like cash out your money.
It's just so interesting, and I see it on the bottom of my screen sometimes, like send a gift or enable gifts, and I'm just like, I don't think anyone is doing this, and what is the point in doing this? I'm not really sure.
I feel like the main people who promote this or do this type of activity are streamers. I feel like
that's the industry
or environment that people give gifts, and like it's a thing. Like it's an established
More streamers and like more live situations. But maybe if you see a reel of like someone really in need, or like maybe you're trying to get someone's attention, like a man's trying to slide in, or I don't know. I'm not sure. For reels, I don't understand like the point of it. I guess I get it for like lives and streamers, but I don't know. I mean, it would be really awesome if that was a thing. Like, would be so cool if you could send gifts and that was like normalized, but like, I don't know. I don't really see the point. I wonder if they're going to keep pushing that.
Okay, I found my gifts earnings in my profile, and we're at a solid 2 cents.
And so, okay, that's crazy.
So, like, I don't know what the, like, translation is between how much someone sends you versus, like, does Instagram take out fees? Is there, like, you know, commission?
But
like,
who
and how much
sends
actually...
is insulting?
But I know he, like, at least sent a dollar or, like, $5 or something just to, like, try it. So, like, how is it 2 cents?
Okay,
I don't know.
That's, like, really wild. And I feel like they try to make it super confusing so you don't realize you're actually sending, like, literally cents
to
this creator.
Well, I can't even see, like, where it came from. Like, I obviously only know it was Andrew because, like, I was with him when he did it. So it's not like it's like, oh, this person sent you this. Like, unless I'm, like,
wait, how do you see it again? I don't even know where
it's just in professional dashboard, and then if you scroll down it just says gifts.
Oh, okay, let me see. And then does it say how much you have? I don't see anything on, like, I just see status is eligible, and then you can start earn. Maybe I didn't complete it. Oh, it says confirm basic details to start earning money. So I don't know if mine is actually set up actually, but
oh, yeah, I literally, so my gifts came from two different transactions, one, and they're each 1 cent each. So I don't know. If you go under payouts, it, like, kind of gives a little bit more of a breakdown, I guess.
Okay, so interesting. We're, like, I don't even know where my payouts.
So, yeah.
Payouts
by gifts. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I definitely think there is a niche type of creator who can monetize and use this. And I, in my head, it's streamers. I don't, and like gamers. But I don't really have any personal experience with it or really know, but it's definitely a monetization option if that's kind of the niche you're in. I think that's like probably the biggest contributor for gifts on Reels, I think.
Yeah.
And I haven't really seen like fashion creators or girls that we know or follow ever really talk about gifts on Reels. So I feel like that's kind of the vibe.
Yeah, definitely please weigh in if you have given gifts or received gifts. Yeah. I am really curious, but that's pretty much that. And then also for Threads, I've gotten the email like a few times on Threads that, however, this is the thing, like I get a lot of spam emails pretending to be Threads Meta employees. Like I've gotten a ton of spammy, they actually look real, but then I look at the email, so I never know what's real and not, and I'd rather just not even play it safe. But I know the Threads creator place is in beta right now and it is a thing, and they're like trying to pay creators to post on Threads. I again was playing it safe, so I have not experienced what the program is. I haven't heard much about it, but I know it's running. So good way to make some extra money if you're like a Twitter X girly and you like posting text content. Honestly, I haven't been on it in so long, and it is really wild how quickly it did die out. Like I actually
Are there
curious.
Like Threads creators? Like are there creators known?
Okay, you know what? I just like, hopped on Threads really quick. And okay, yes, to answer your question, there are Threads creators. I feel like there's creators who are really big on Threads, and there is like a core Threads community, I would say, but it's not really like creator driven. I would say the creators on Threads are actually just like auto posting from Instagram. That's what I do. And then sometimes things will randomly go viral on Threads. Like I don't know. I can't really explain it, but I haven't experienced, I don't know actually if I can see the crossover, if like something goes viral on Threads, if like I gain anything from it.
If it like translates.
Yeah. I probably look really annoying on Threads because I'm literally just posting all my Instagram content, and it, if you delete something on Instagram and like re-upload it, it uploads twice. So I like see I have like twice uploaded things, but, yeah, I'm looking, and there's still like girls that we know who like post text content, but not a lot. So I don't know. If you are on Threads, this could be an option. I saw this literally a year ago that they launched like the beta bonus program. So I wonder how it's going.
I feel like Threads is giving coaching. Like if you are a coach in a space, mm-hmm. whether that's like a social media coach, a fitness coach, a spiritual coach, any type of coach scenario, yeah. I feel like could be a good opportunity to monetize on Threads and like really promote your coaching services, your coaching courses, like whatever you have under kind of your umbrella. I feel like Threads could be a really good place for that, and yeah. the Threads creator program, if you can get into that. So
yeah,
that's the vibe it's giving to me.
Yeah, it's, by the way, if you're like interested in it, I think you have to get the email from them. So it's like invitation. Like
invite only.
It's an email. Yeah, invite only situation. So I would just post a ton on Threads consistently if you're trying to get into it. But I honestly have no idea what the payout is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like this is a common thing when brands, when new apps launch, you get paid to post and it like looks organic, but it's like secretly not. Like that happened with Lemon8 and TikTok. They were paying creators like $50 or more a post, like on Lemon8, just to create a ton of content. And it never really went anywhere. I feel like Lemon8 was like, they were really pushing for it, and I haven't seen a lot like anything from it anymore. I feel like they push it on TikTok. Like I'll get Lemon8 ads, but I feel like it didn't go.
I get random notifications that are like, so and so wants to follow you on Lemon8. I'm like, I don't even think I have one. Like, what?
Oh, weird. Yeah, that was one that, honestly, maybe they're still running the program. I'm not sure. I was doing it for a while, and then I don't even know what years these were. I get my years, like, the past 2 years feel like a blur, but I think it was last year.
Yeah, that one was, like, more recent-ish.
Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much it for Instagram for creator fund opportunities, which I feel like that's like a good amount. That was like three that you could join on Instagram. And then TikTok has a really good one. I can't remember what came first, like TikTok or Instagram, but TikTok has the creator rewards program. Apparently they changed it from the creator fund to creator rewards program. But it's pretty much it. You get paid for your views and engagement. Again, I feel like people say once you join the creator program, like your views go down. But that could be a myth because I've heard people get paid so much money for this. But usually it's like,
it's kind of, it's giving like the rich are getting richer off of this, because it's like those viral TikTokers who like get a million views per video anyway because they're so either controversial or just like the like kind of OG TikTokers, or just, I don't know, like kind of off the cuff, like unhinged kind of people who post that content on TikTok. Of course they're going to get so many views, so then like they make so much money because they're posting that. So
yeah,
definitely interesting.
Yeah, super interesting. I think they're really trying to push long form content specifically like with their program right now. So they're prioritizing videos over a minute.
Oh, so I think this is all like strategy. all those like scandals or like dating scandals were happening. So then everyone would do like part one, part two.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, stop it at like a minute and like 5 seconds. And each part was like a minute and 5 seconds so that they could break it up into different videos so they could monetize like each part instead of doing just like a long sit down
video. Yes. Yes, definitely. Like a good example of this is, I don't know if you guys remember, and this might be incredibly niche, but when Brooke Schofield did her like 17 part series on the guy she was dating, that was crazy. And then also another girl who did like the who the F did I marry or something. Yes. Like she did a huge series. And every single video, if you guys like notice, they're over a minute. So they are literally making probably thousands of dollars from like these viral series.
Yeah.
So it's like apparently the payout's really low unless you obviously hit those like crazy high engagement series. You're consistently hitting high views, but obviously worth a shot. You never know when something's going to go viral, and that's kind of the point. Like they want you to keep posting. You never know when something's going to hit. So it could be a really awesome opportunity to make money, but I think you might as well try if you are posting every day. Yeah, you might as well try, even if it's like a few extra dollars a week, like adds up, and that's like a free meal at least. So I should probably join it, but I'm not part of it.
If you like have an interesting life, or you're really good at storytelling, or you just have crazy things to talk about, I feel like great opportunity for extra monetization.
Are you a part of it?
I honestly have no idea. I don't.
Like, yeah, I think you just like
part of it.
I feel like it's in professional dashboard. I don't remember if I joined it or not. This is also random and I don't know enough about this, but apparently, I did a collab recently where like part of it was on, like, I had to post it on TikTok, but they made, like, I had to click on the specific link, and it took me to TikTok to join the campaign, and it was through something called TikTok One. And so I'm not sure if they're launching like a creator marketplace situation as well on TikTok, but I've never heard of that before. So I'm not sure if that's like a new thing. I should probably look that up, but or if that's like part of the creator program as well. But yeah, I feel like TikTok does do a pretty good job of like rewarding their creators and having these like sorts of opportunities to pay out their creators for creating engaging content. So that's good.
Okay, mine says like I need to update like payment information. So I probably need to finish setting it up.
Yeah, I'm not a part of it because I'm like, I feel like if I was hitting more consistent, like really high views.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I ever joined. I think it just kind of like does it. And then I think you officially join if you like set up your payment method.
That makes sense.
Interesting.
Yeah, that makes sense. But another big way on TikTok to make money, kind of a creator program, I guess, but it's getting like reels, those live GIFs. And when I say GIFs, I keep feeling like I'm saying GIFS, but we're saying gifts, like GIFs. But if you, there are like specific TikTok live creators now. Like you don't have to just be a content creator. Like honestly, you can build a live following. Like there are some people, consumers out there, that genuinely really love just watching people's lives, which is so interesting to me because I just get really bored. But there are like specific live creators that are making so much money. And there's also creators that are just really good at it. Like I don't know if you guys know who Jeffree Star is. I know that like people have heard of his name.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Like I just can't tell if this stuff is niche or not because like I used to watch him literally back when middle school.
No, he's like OG for sure.
Yeah. But he apparently makes like, I think he makes like close to millions through live, TikTok live. Like he's on it every single day. He's on it literally like a full-time job. Like he's on it for hours, and I listened to this podcast he was on where he talks about it and how there's a whole world out there where people are making literally thousands and thousands of dollars on live, and you just have to get on every single day pretty much. So I think that's like a really good opportunity if you're good at live content. I feel like that's...
What does he talk about? Have you ever joined one? I'm so curious. I want to join
one. Okay, so he has an upper hand because, like, people watch his makeup videos. So he's always doing makeup, but also talking. And he's really funny and entertaining. So I feel like that combo is golden for lives because you're always going to have something to do and talk about. Like,
he just has comments to make about everything.
So everything, like, yeah. Yeah. Like, if you're quick with it and, like, you have something to do for a long time, like, there's this is so random. But there's this girl who, she, like, does seafood boils every day on TikTok Live. And, like, people watch her do it. And it's, like
yum. I love a seafood boil.
But, like, yeah. So it's, like, really niche things. Yeah. Okay. But I don't know. I think people really are hungry for connection, like human, authentic connection online and, like, through social media. So I think there's, like, definitely an audience for it. And these people get paid so much money. I don't know how people are so free, willy. What is the, I don't know what the word is, but, like, with spending and sending live gifts. But, like, whenever I'm on a live, if I'm clicking on, like, a Jeffree Star or someone, a big creator I follow, like, people are constantly sending gifts during the live, and I'm just like, dang, you guys have a lot of money to spend.
Is the vibe, like, it's a tip? Like, you're, like, thanking him for giving
and, like, insider. They do a good job with, like, making these funny things during the live. Like, you could send someone, like, a cowboy hat, and it puts, like, a funny cowboy hat, and, like, I don't really know, and I'm kind of wondering if it's, like, younger kids. Like, they're watching these lives and sending, like, funny things for the live, but they're spending their parents' money. I don't know. But you can make a lot of money with this. So if that's a talent you have to be on live for hours and be consistent with it, like, you literally can make so much money. And I would obviously encourage you to do that. Like, literally for like fashion girlies, you could just get dressed on live. You could do your makeup, do your hair, whatever, just see who joins. We have a friend, Jewel, who, like, has been on live every day, and she's doing such a good job no matter, like, how many people are on the live. Like, she's up there talking, like, no matter who's in there. And I really admire her for that. And it's such an amazing way to grow your account. Like, she's definitely grown from doing that. So I think TikTok pushes your account in the meantime as well.
I think any platform that if you go live on will really push your account, because I feel like it definitely takes like a special.
It does to not get embarrassed. Like, it feels cringy.
Just chat.
Yeah, agree.
But
yeah, agree. But I think that's all of the TikTok creator funds.
Yeah, and then you were saying earlier, YouTube's probably the hardest one to get into because of their threshold, but they have their just, like, YouTube partner program, and I feel like that's where you see, like, a lot of creators who have, like, over 100K subscribers on YouTube and, like, their ads, and you can, you know, join their memberships or have super chats with them or whatever, but they definitely have requirements. I forget what the YouTube requirements are. I have no idea. Does TikTok have requirements, or can literally anyone do it? You just have to get views, right?
I think the requirement is literally 1,000 followers. I think it's 1,000 followers. Because
YouTube is, like, a certain amount of followers, a certain amount of watch hours.
Maybe 10,000.
And, like, it has to be, like, in a period of time. It can't just be, like, total since you've had your account. Like, it has to be within the past 3 months or 6 months or whatever it is. So it's, like, you have to stay consistent with it to, like, be able to reach that. But yeah, I feel like YouTube, though, I feel like, obviously, I think actually, in my opinion, is, like, kind of the longest standing social media platform. Like, I think
when
I think of it, like, OG,
yeah.
If you really dedicate and put the time into it and, like, really build your subscribers and followers, then, like, I feel like the payout there is really good. But obviously,
Literally, people are getting rich in the beginning days of YouTube. Like, that was such an amazing program. I feel like that was probably the first one, too.
Right.
I think that was the first one because, like, that was, like, pretty much the only one you could make ads on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Longest standing, most budget and money and payoff, but I feel like it's really hard to break into. So it's like a high payoff.
Yeah.
Whatever. You guys know what I'm talking
about. And then obviously they have shorts, YouTube shorts now too, which is basically just the short term vertical videos that you can just like repurpose your reels or your TikToks kind of over there. And that's also based on watch time. I don't remember what the threshold is on that one, but it is kind of similar. I do think they separate your shorts views versus your like actual video views. So they, it doesn't all go into one to try to hit the creator fund. Like they're separate, I think. So, cause you could go viral on shorts and get like a million views, but like that doesn't mean you hit the watch hours and the threshold, if that makes sense. So
yeah, totally.
And yeah, I feel like YouTube was kind of the first to do like the super thanks or stickers, being able to chat, just like live stream, like just the engagement aspect of like your live stream and video engagement. Again, it's giving gamer.
Yeah, I think this is more for like the gamer streamers.
Streamers, yeah. Of like people streaming them doing something. Which has always been so interesting to me. But I feel like if you're in that world, if you're into like those games, it definitely would make sense. Because like if you're trying to win the game or beat the game, you like watch someone else do it. Then you can like learn tips and tricks and then like do it in your own game.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that I can see how that works. But
I mean
in general, just overall, it seems like all these platforms are definitely trying to reward for like going live or just encouraging viewers to spend more time on the app. So if you're a creator who does videos over a minute and gets good views, or does this live streams and whatnot, there's definitely opportunity for you there. Like maybe posting outfit pics is not your thing. It definitely doesn't have to be. Like you can do so like many other types of content and still monetize from it. So I feel like that's just a good reminder, because sometimes I feel like in our niche little bubble, it's all fashion creators and you know, we all kind of do similar things, but it's, there are just so many options and opportunities out there. So it's like, don't forget about those. And then just to finish off with Pinterest, I feel like they had a good thing going and it was pretty big. And then it kind of like the first week they started, it was like big. And then every week after, the payout kind of got smaller and smaller as the weeks went by. To eventually it was basically nothing and non-existent anymore. And I'm not sure why they ended the program, but I mean, I've been on like Pinterest webinars before and they just like, yeah, we tried that. We wanted to see if it worked and we got a lot of good insight from it. And like, we're not bringing it back was kind of the vibe.
I feel like maybe they had the payout too high, or like maybe they spent too much budget, but I know. I feel like it was such a good thing going. I feel like people were really talking about Pinterest and posting on Pinterest. And I feel like Pinterest is so, like everyone uses it, but there's like something missing. And I feel like there's like a huge opportunity there. And I don't know what it is, but like, I feel like something could be there for Pinterest, but maybe like their overall mission is like, they just want to keep it as
like my, organic, like
so organic. Maybe that is like the whole creative point. I could see that being their like takeaway. Because
they don't even, I remember on this webinar, and I don't even remember when I watched this, but they also said too, like you can do brand collabs on Pinterest, but it's direct with the brand, so Pinterest doesn't even get involved. So it's basically just a normal brand collaboration where you would create a pin for this brand. And like that's it basically. So it's like, it's not even ran by Pinterest. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's super interesting. But honestly, respect if the takeaway for them was just like, we want to stick to like the core of what Pinterest is, being like an organic.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I feel like it could get ruined if like they did too much. And, you know, people complain all the time about that with like Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. So
yeah, like they're just sticking to their core. Yeah. Because but one thing like, that's nice is like now you can add links to your pins.
Yeah, that is kind super
of
like nice.
The newest and biggest kind of thing they've added lately.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing really changes that much on Pinterest besides it's just like a really good search engine. Like people can like save your stuff over there, but and click your links. So other than that though.
Yeah, there's not
They don't really have their own creator fund.
And maybe it gets sticky because like you literally can just screenshot other people's stuff and just post it on your own. It's just there's so many things that are I would fix, but also no one takes it super seriously. So it's like it's fine and it gets I don't know. So great for Pinterest, but that's not a there's no creator fund there anymore. So that's an update since 2023.
Yeah, so that's basically creator funds that are currently happening and or not happening. Mm-hmm. And then the next is affiliate programs, which I feel like you guys who are listening all know because we talk about it a lot. Obviously the first one, LTK, consistency is huge there, and they have their brand marketplace where you can actually sign up for collaborations or kind of raise your hand to brands there or just chat with brands, which is cool. And we have our whole episode on the LTK, and that was a really really good episode, so if you're interested in that, definitely go listen to that episode specifically. We've talked about ShopMy a little bit. Obviously, again, very similar to LTK. It's up and coming. I think I read an article a little bit ago saying they got some pretty big investment.
Cool.
Yeah, to kind of just keep developing and like being able to onboard brands and like build out features and whatnot. And you can also get like gifting opportunities there. And the one thing I do like about ShopMy is I feel like there are a lot of brands on there that LTK doesn't have. So it's like if the brand isn't available on LTK, then you can link it on ShopMy and still make money from it. So that's
I need to cross-reference brands
to check if you're just trying to.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't really like check, but if I go to create a link, my initial like thought is LTK create the link, and then if LTK doesn't have it, then I'll go check on ShopMy to see if they have it, and then if they do, great, because then you can still link, you know. So yeah, I feel like ShopMy is obviously very similar to LTK but different in the fact that you don't have followers on there, which is interesting. Like if people want to find your ShopMy page, they have to like go on the website and like www.shopmy.com/ like, and then I think your name or something like that. Like, it's not like a profile, basically, like LTK. Like, you can't follow your favorite like creators on ShopMy.
More organic, like, useful for literally just shopping links in LTK. Honestly, I really do like how there's, like, I feel like LTK is more of, like, a resume for brands almost. Like, it's something that, like, can enhance your resume for brands looking at your LTK, because it kind of just shows you, okay, if you have a lot of followers, like people are obviously interested in what this person is selling and people are following to shop their links. Like, I feel like it can show you're a little bit more like you can sell, and that's ultimately like the goals for these brands working with creators. So I like that aspect of LTK, but I really have not explored ShopMy that much, but yeah. I feel like people do like it.
Yeah. And then obviously TikTok Shop, that's a tongue twister, is another really good way to make extra income. If like TikTok is your thing, talking to camera, storytelling, sharing products. Like we know some people who make bank on there.
Literally so much money. Close to a million.
Probably insane. At this point. Like,
yeah.
Probably over that. And like, insane. Yeah, I feel like just how there are LTK creators, you know, creators who are literally known like for LTK, like there are definitely TikTok Shop creators and like that's their thing. And
true.
I feel like when I post a video, I try to link a product on TikTok if it's like, if I know it's on there. The only hard thing is you can't have obviously the copyrighted music, so you if you want music in the background or like music in the video at all, like maybe you're not talking, it can't be like a trending audio, basically it has to be a generic like royalty free whatever song, and I feel like that doesn't help push the video, so then you're just kind of like
it's just so, I don't know, like there's like specific TikTok Shop creators, like they're just like full-on accounts that only do TikTok shop reviews, which honestly is super helpful. They have such good stuff on TikTok shop. Like, I really have been hitting checkout like multiple times in the past few weeks. Like, they just keep getting me with stuff. So I feel like this is also up and coming and just literally such an easy way to make like some extra income.
And I think there's agencies and brands who literally look for TikTok shop creators, and like, it's like a whole kind of world in itself. So yeah, I mean, if you're talking about a product and sharing something that you really like and it's available to link on TikTok shop, you might as well try and see what happens.
Cause yeah, I feel you like, might as well.
Like we said earlier, you never know when a video is going to go viral and when it's going to hit. And like, you don't want to be like, dang it, like, I wish I added a product, because I don't think you can add a product after the fact. So
Yeah, I feel like if you're in sales, or like, you know, you're a good salesperson, or you know how to like easily influence people, like, this is such a golden opportunity for you, because there really be some sales people on TikTok shop, like, where I'm like, dang, you got me with that one, like, truly. And they're just random people. So I think this is a really good opportunity for those, that kind of person.
Yeah. Or like, if people are always asking you like, where you got something, what lighting are you using, what tripods, like whatever, like anything like that, I feel like does really well on TikTok too. If you're showing your setup or just kind of explaining something like that, people really like those kinds of videos. And it's kind of similar, well, to me, it's giving like Amazon storefront kind of vibes, where the commission is kind of small on the products, but if you sell a lot of them, then obviously it adds up.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, so, that makes sense.
I feel like if you're really good at Amazon storefront, then you could be really good at TikTok shop too, because it's very similar vibes. So
yeah, totally.
That's for affiliate programs. And then there's also subscriptions, which I don't think either of us have. I'm still trying to figure out how I feel about them, because sometimes I'm like, I'll be watching someone's stories and it'll all be stories, and then all of a sudden the last story is a subscription, and I'm kind of like,
oh my God, what? I've never seen that.
Really? Or I literally saw this the other day. It was this girl's profile. She has like 400K, really cute style, was her outfit pic, and then says like, oh, links are in my story. So then if you go to her highlight that is links, it's a subscription like highlight. And so I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, you're asking people to pay to use your links, which you're making money for.
That's a really weird strategy.
So I'm like, does that actually work? And that's like kind of weird to me, because you're like telling your followers like, hey, pay me.
Free information.
Right. Pay me to share my links with you that I'm going to make money off when you purchase with them. I don't know. And I'll just see. I mean, I see a couple creators consistently like post like one subscription story. And in my head, I'm like, is that subscription story so good that people are buying the subscription? Like, what are you posting subscription?
I've never, ever seen a subscription story before.
It just shows up as like blurred, and then it says like subscription, and then it says like sign up to see this creator's like,
Yeah, I'm like so curious what they're posting. I get it for people who are like selling courses, and like that's it. Unless you like really, really like a creator, and in that case, like, they usually have a Patreon, like huge ones, you know? So
yeah.
I don't know. It is really interesting. I see the point behind it. And if you're selling something like a how-to situation, this is like really great for that. But yeah, we don't have one, and I don't really know what I would use
it
for.
I didn't even realize TikTok had one.
Yeah, they have like, it's like a crown emoji on someone's profile, and you can swipe over, and it's like paywall content, but
I've never seen this. Okay.
Yeah. But again, like, I'm
goes
not
to
really
show there's
sure.
There's so many opportunities out there that you can be.
Yeah, there really is. There really is, but I feel like there is like a good balance behind what you share for free and giving value to your audience to make them want to support you. And like putting things behind a paywall, because like, unless you're doing a course.
Well, because I feel like, right, you have to be giving value added content if someone's paying to see something. Like, they're not going to pay to see something that you normally post every day anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. So, I mean, subscriptions are really great because they add up so quickly. Like, you know, for Patreon, like the OnlyFans people, like we obviously see like the how they make so much money. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like the most that I'll do for subscriptions is like I pay for my favorite podcasters' Patreons, and they're always like on a separate platform, which I guess we could mention like Patreon is a really great way, but to do that too, subscription wise. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really hear many like success stories with Instagram subscriptions and TikTok subscriptions. I know some people
I
who
feel
do
like it's
them.
either people really just don't do it or talk about it, or it's just this very hush-hush gatekeeped thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know which one it is.
I feel like I just thought of someone that actually I would think about subscribing to their Instagram subscriptions. I think she does it really well, but she's a fitness coach and she has like meal plans on her subscriptions, which I think she has a pretty big community there. And I think that's a really smart way to do it for sure, because people are like definitely interested in that. And like, I don't think that's something you put on Patreon. That's not really like, that's really awesome free information, or not free information, like paid information. So I think
Yeah.
that's a
Okay,
good
that makes
example.
sense. Yeah,
Maybe
that's
for
really
like
good.
fashion creators, you could like do a style, like a specific
Like a
one-on-one
lookbook.
styling or lookbook, something like that. But yeah. Yeah, I
Interesting.
think that's
Okay.
pretty much
Yeah,
it for
definitely
subscription.
opportunity there. And then obviously you guys know this one, but licensing and whitelisting your content with brands. So obviously when a brand likes your content, they can pay you to whitelist it. And that's obviously just boosting it from the back end on their side through the, what is it, Meta Business Suite,
Yeah,
whatever they call it
ads
now. I feel
manager.
like they keep changing the name, Ads
They
Manager,
keep changing it.
whatever. But, and brands can boost it for like 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, however long. And you can always be charging for that because I feel like we've talked about this and brands used to like promote this as a benefit for you, like, and we're gonna whitelist it, and this is gonna be so great for you because you're gonna get all these new followers and blah blah blah. But now it's more along the lines of like, well, you're using my content to basically drive sales to your product, your website, whatever. So I feel
Yeah.
like that's a really good opportunity to make money, especially if your content, your brand, your like collaboration content is very in line with their aesthetic and they want to boost it even more, I feel like is always good.
Yeah, I feel like more and more brands, like this is becoming more and more of a thing. I think it was, I don't know, like it was a thing, but I feel like in this current state and day, like I'm seeing this more and a lot of other people are seeing this more. Like brands will pay a hefty additional fee along with your rate to whitelist your content. And I think this also almost like incentivizes you to create good content, because like you could easily make a few thousand more, a few hundred more just from a brand wanting to run your content as an ad for their brand. And obviously, like we want to always be aiming to create really amazing content, but I think this should be an incentive in your head, like, okay, I want to make this so this brand will whitelist my content. And again, have seen this more and more this year, even with like smaller brands, like especially with smaller brands actually, because they don't have like a whole production team to do these like intense huge photo shoots with their ads. Like they're running organic content. Also, I'm way more likely to click on an ad if it looks organic. So yeah, I think this is a really awesome opportunity to make more money. And I just want you guys to know that brands are really paying a lot of money for this. I think you can charge, it's really up to you. Like they're always going to ask you what your rate is, and it can be like 30 to like 60% of your rate. So like calculate your rate like times whatever, like however much you want to charge, and it's completely up to you. They should always ask you what you're charging for it, but I have been super excited this year when brands like want to pay a lot of money to run ads. So just know that's an option. It's a lot of brands are doing it, and you can make a lot of money with your rate doing this. So yeah, keep that in your mind when you're working with brands.
Yeah, there's always like extra opportunities, and like mm-hmm. I feel like that can also lead to long-term partnerships too, because they know
yeah.
what kind of content they're going to get from you, and they like your content, they want to boost it, so of course they're going to want to work with you again, maybe for their next product launch or for the next mm-hmm. season or whatever it is. So definitely keep that in mind. And then the last thing we have noted here is just UGC content is another avenue. Maybe you don't have a ton of followers, but you create absolutely beautiful, stunning content that mm-hmm. brands want to post. And I feel like UGC is just getting bigger and bigger because, like Danielle just said, like some of these brands, especially small brands, don't have budget for an entire production to do a whole photo shoot, to hire models, hair, makeup, stylists, photographers, editors to like really like create this entire production for a product mm-hmm. or whatever. So it's like, okay, hey, let's gift it to influencers, see who creates really good content that we like, and let's yeah. just use their user-generated content and then boost that for ads. Again, back to like whitelisting and licensing on that side of it. So it's like maybe you're still growing and you're trying to figure out your niche, and you're just, or you're really good, you have a really good aesthetic eye, you love setting up aesthetic mm-hmm. situations, and brands are always engaging with you or reaching out to you, like then you might be able to be like, okay, like I'm good at this, like brands keep coming back, maybe I can pursue this more too. And then obviously what's nice about the UGC is you technically don't have to post it on your profile. Like you're literally mm-hmm. creating it false just pressure. For the brand. But I feel like it is good to post on your profile because then you can show brands what you're capable yeah. of.
Yeah. And I, again, like the licensing and whitelisting fees, like I feel like UGC rates are going way up. Like brands are paying so much more for UGC than they ever have in the past, which is great. And I just feel like there's a lot of creators out there that they have such good content and an aesthetic eye, creative eye that like might not like hit for everyone. So they might not have like a huge profile and get the opportunity to work with these big brands. But like, if I don't know, sometimes these girls like have the most creative perspective mm-hmm. on things, and their content is like way better than, you know, someone else who just has like a huge audience. So I think brands are looking for that. Also, if you want some inspo from this, because it's kind of hard to like visualize what we're talking about, like you, first of all, sometimes girls put UGC creator. I see this a lot nowadays. They put UGC creator in the name, in their name on Instagram. So it's like really good for SEO. It comes up, puts it out there. Like maybe a brand is just like clicking on your profile and they're like, oh, they do UGC. Like I want to learn more about that. I think that's like pretty smart. And then also if you guys want more inspo, there's this, she's our friend also, but like she's a fellow creator. Her name's Emma Saville, but she does UGC content so well. I feel like she has branded herself as like the girly for UGC. And
yeah,
I'm kind of just assuming this because like I see her post a lot of like UGC content, but it seems like she does it a lot. But she has such a creative eye. She does such good UGC content. I don't know. I think she works with a lot of brands for it because she has such a creative eye.
Yeah, I feel like she works with like Rode.
Yeah.
Gisu, MEJ.
Yeah, I feel like she's a really good example. Go look at her profile and you'll see what we're talking about. But she does really good product UGC, but she also like poses with it too. I think she does it really, really well.
Yeah, super cute and aesthetic and mm-hmm. pretty. And I feel like sometimes if you like were to post that on your profile, it might not hit as well with like a yeah. normal audience. But if a brand was to post that on their brand page, where that's what people are following that brand for, mm-hmm. then it'll do really well for the brand, and the brands know that. So it's like, okay, like let us just pay this creator for this content they've already created instead of us hiring teams basically to recreate this.
Yeah.
And then it goes to show that they like support their creators too, which I feel like is really important and mm-hmm. is really nice to see that they value kind mm-hmm. of that creative eye and the girls who are organically supportive and like the products and posts and whatnot. So I feel like UGC yeah. you can like get like start a really good relationship with brands, and then you get like product launches early so you can create content so that the brands have the content for launch and all that. So that's a really cool perk too. But Yeah, I definitely think that's a good way to go, especially if you're just starting, you have a really creative eye, you maybe don't have the biggest audience yet, and you're still working on growing. Like UGC is a great way to monetize, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode and ways to monetize just in this current state for creators and like what's going on these days, what are brands looking for, what are brands doing, how to make money. We also have episodes of multiple streams of income that you can listen to as well that kind of list other things too. But I feel like these are kind of the main things that we're seeing lately. So hopefully this helps and gives you guys some inspiration or just ways to get creative with monetizing your content, especially if brand deals get slow at any point. You could switch your focus to any one of the other things that we listed out today. So yeah, we just want you guys to all be successful and have fun on social media and be able to use it as a creative outlet and get paid for it, basically. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Do you want to share our listener of the week this week?
Yes, our listener of the week is Mallory. Her Instagram handle is at casually Mallory, just spelled exactly how it sounds. She is just a supportive, sweet girly. She's been listening for a while and always asks really good questions on our stories and is really active in the community. So we really appreciate it. She's also so chic. I love her street style. She's very neutral. So if you're a neutral girly, check her out. Stunning content. Shout out to you, Mallory. We really appreciate you.
Yes, we appreciate the support, the DMs. We love having conversations with you guys in our DMs, and we'll be doing a Q&A episode soon. So if you ever have any questions, feel free to just DM us. You don't have to wait for the question box or anything, and we'll add it to the list because we just love engaging with you guys and chatting and whatnot. So yes, thank you, Mallory. And that's pretty much it for this week. If you guys made it to the end, as always, thank you so much. We appreciate the support and we love chatting with you guys and just connecting in this way. So we hope you guys have an amazing week and we will chat in our next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.